My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So we're in a different territory now as a Lions fan compared to where we were a couple years ago. It's kind of steadily built up here where people are more and more people buy into this team. And obviously with the run they went on last season, everybody's on board here. It feels like there are very few stragglers left that doubt the success of the Lions. There are some. People still want to debate the quarterback thing, which is hilarious to me, but okay, you know, fair enough. But from a national perspective, the Lions getting tons of praise all over the place. Every draft has been nothing but praise heaped on the Lions, doing the right job, doing the right thing, making the right calls. I've seen very little pushback on it. I saw an article that didn't like what the Lions did in free agency, but that's like the only thing I've seen, because there were many more that said, no, they like what they did in free agency. But nonetheless, what it is it's putting us as Lions fans in unfamiliar territory as a Lions fan, and that is defending a team or talking about a team that you expect to be successful now. In the past, there was always kind of trepidation. Hey, look, this team made the playoffs. So what are they going to be next year? I don't know. We're going to wait and see who they draft, see who's there in free agency. I don't know. But now, this is the team that we're kind of chesty about. So, you know, this is a really good football team. We expect them to go out and win the North. They're going to get some pushback from Green Bay, I'm sure. But, hey, Lions better than Green Bay. We got this. Let's get right back to that NFC Championship game. We have people coming out and writing articles about this offense is a top three offense in the league. And, you know, their roster is a top four roster in all of football. And heaping tons of praise on it. But how do you feel about it? Are you chesty about it? Are you owning this feeling as a Lions fan that this is a really good football team? Or are you still kind of lurking in back there saying, I don't know, I don't really want to talk about it because you're uncomfortable, because this isn't familiar territory, because you don't know what to do with your hands? Where do you stand on the Lions? Are you comfortable with the praise, or are you uncomfortable with the praise? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. King, where do you stand as a fan?
You know, at first, we weren't used to it. I wasn't used to it, of course. We'd never been here before. But fast forward to right now, present day, I'm all in. I'm very comfortable where we're at. We have to embrace this. We have to own this. We have to treat this. We're a real NFL franchise now, and that's how we have to act. you know, until they let us down, which I don't think is going to happen. I really believe, and they've built this thing from the inside out, which is from up top with the coaching staff and management, the culture of Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, done such a good job bringing their type of player along with talent to this organization that, you know, that this thing is just going to keep, I don't want to say keep rolling, but we're definitely still going to be good here this year and the year after that. Yeah, there's a reason why people are jumping on board. They see the trajectory of this team, you know? I mean, it doesn't always have to happen like that, but how do you not see? I mean, because they're built off young talent, too. It's not like they had to grab these old veterans to get
here. No, they've completely redone the whole roster.
Yeah.
It's all done through the draft.
It's draft and development, but the key piece they didn't draft, though, was Jared Goff. And it's not like he's ancient, though. So, other than Jared Goff, everything else has been built from within for the most part, you know? And that's why I'm so optimistic about this team. But the fact that Jared Goff has belief from his coach, which is something he did not have at the end of his career with the Rams, I think is a huge difference, Gator. And quarterback play is everything in this league. And I think they got the right guy, and they gave him the weapons and the offensive line, which is huge for anybody, but maybe even bigger so for Goff, because we all know, guess what, Gator? He's not mobile, right? And
what?
He's not going to take off and run. But so what? That's what we're built on, right, is the offensive line.
I saw this article last night from Yard Barker talking about the Matthew Stafford trade. And it said, is the Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff trade between the Lions and Rams the new Herschel Walker trade? Now, first of all, that is the first time I've ever seen it phrased, is the Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff trade, because that's not what the trade was. At the time, that trade was Matthew Stafford for 2 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, and Jared Goff thrown in. That's the first time that Jared Goff's getting respect. Even Jared Goff's getting some respect now, which he absolutely deserves. And it's interesting because, you know, the Herschel Walker trade famous years ago, and you know what the Cowboys got for trading him to Minnesota, and you know what they were able to turn those draft picks into, and taking on players in return from Minnesota that they just waived, so they got picks in return or whatever. It ended up being amazing for the Cowboys. They drafted Emmitt Smith and Russell Maryland. They got future picks as well. And it worked out, obviously, very well for him. What the Lions ended up getting was, obviously, they got Jared Goff, but then they also went out and got the 3rd-round pick. They selected Melvin Fanwu, who this year came into his own. The 2022 first-round pick, they got they were able to trade back and added another pick, and they got Jamison Williams and Josh Pascal out of it. And then the 2023 first-round pick, the Lions ended up moving that one around and ended up with Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, and Broderick Martin. So it ends up being quite a big haul in return. Now, the jury's still out on Melvin Fanwu. He had a nice finish to the season last year. We don't really know about Josh Pascal yet. We expect more out of him. And Broderick Martin hardly played. But Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Jared Goff, and Jamison Williams all look like that's pretty good. And this is the kind of thing we're starting to see more. More respect for the Lions. Even with the headline, including Jared Goff in that trade, now he's getting the respect that he deserves, because now you're trying to make it look more equitable. Well, they traded Stafford for Goff and 2 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick. They traded Stafford for 2 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And jerk off. It's totally different. How are you fans handling this now? As fans of the Detroit Lions, are you chesty about all the praise that's being heaped on this team? 248-539-9797.
Are you used to it, Gator? I know it's very early, but
You know what? I'll tell you this. I'm very comfortable right now talking about the Lions as being one of the upper echelon teams in the NFL. I don't like to use the word elite, but maybe I'm going to have to get comfortable using that word because I think that they're one of the two best teams in the NFC. I think it's the Lions and San Francisco.
Oh.
And then I think there's Dallas.
No love for the Eagles or Cowboys.
Dallas and the Eagles, I think, are just a step below, mm-hmm. along with Green Bay. And there it's not disrespect to them. I think that those are very good teams.
If you had to slot them, right?
But when I throw the word elite around there, I'm not going to just go use it willy-nilly. And then in the AFC, I think you've got Kansas City is elite. And then everybody else, there's some other teams that are just a step below them. So I'm comfortable with referring to the Lions as being this really good football team. This team that we should be chesty about. There should be no apprehension anymore. We've seen this team grow. It's not like they went from 3 wins to 5 wins, back to 3 wins, up to 10 wins, down to 6 wins. That's not the case. This isn't the Barry Sanders teams we saw in the 90s. That we had us going like a yo-yo. This is a team that was built to 3 wins and a tie to a 9-8 season and then a 12-5 season with not one but 2 playoff wins and a heartbreaking loss in the NFC Championship game. That's growth. And it's steady growth that can be traced directly to the draft picks that they've made, the savvy trades that they've made, and the incredible hires of Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. And it starts with Sheila Ford-Hamp taking over and finding the right people in place and trusting people like Chris Spielman and others to put this thing together. The foundation is rock solid. It is cemented in there. And we now all kind of expect that players they bring in are going to fit the culture. This Lions team actually has a culture now. We haven't been able to say that before. The culture was horrible before.
Well, they had a culture. It was crap.
Now it's
a good culture.
It's a good culture. It's a culture that we're expecting to be a winning culture. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd love for this to have a run like Pittsburgh has had their run. It's going to be awfully hard to duplicate, but this is what you want. It's how you're trying to build your franchise to be like that. It's a franchise now where free agent players want to come to Detroit. They want to play for Dan Campbell. They want to play with these guys. There's a redemption story with Jared Goff
I feel so strongly about this team too, Gator, because they're so young. That means those young players still have room to get better. And the players that they end up losing, because in the NFL and in sports in general, you lose players, of course. They replace them, I feel, with someone just as good or if not better for the most part. You know, they lose Jonah Jackson, but they get Zeitler, right? Older guy, but Pro Bowl type guard still. They lost Jamal Williams the year before. I mean, everyone's like, oh, how are you going to replace all those touchdowns? They got better with Montgomery and Gibbs. Losing Josh Reynolds is going to suck, but that doesn't. What happens? Does Jameson Williams get a lot better?
Well,
you know?
The thing. Losing Josh Reynolds does suck, but he had 40 catches last year. You think J-Mo's going to up his end of the bargain? Well, absolutely.
Jameson Williams is going to get more catches. But for me, it's not even like I don't need him to get 90 catches. I need his catches to mean something.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Like when somebody yesterday, I think they said, it was yesterday's show, they said, you know, hopefully he can get, I don't know, he's going to get 60 catches. I'm like, I'll take 60 because 60 is 50% more than what you got out of Reynolds. But to your point, it's about what happens with the 60 catches. Because getting him the ball, letting him run with it after he's got the catch, that's where you're going to really see the value of Jameson Williams. And we've just scratched the surface. The Lions have only scratched the surface. We as fans, we're just gotten a taste, just a little taste of it. What does it look like? Here's a taste. You know, and the fact that he's engaged to be a blocker on some plays in that game against the Chargers when he's lead blocking for Montgomery running down the sidelines, and that was amazing, right? And everybody buys into it. One of the highlights of the season last year was watching Craig Reynolds level that player in helping a long touchdown run. That's what we're looking at. So how comfortable are you with being comfortable as a Lions fan right now to be chesty? Is this where you're feeling right now? When people ask you, you start having a Lions conversation, are you sheepish about it or are you confident about it? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Lots of calls lining up. We've got text to get to. We'll hit that next here on 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.